May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, our Rock and Redeemer. Amen. A long, long time ago, when I was a very, very little one, my first grade teacher, Mrs. Bolero, told us a story about truth. It was repeated in second grade by my teacher, Miss Culio, and then finally in the third grade by my teacher, Mrs. Nyman. And the story revolved around our first president, George Washington. And if you're as old as me or older, you've heard the story as well. But it goes like this. Supposedly, when old George was 12 or 13 on his birthday, he received a brand new axe or hatchet. And he was so excited to use it that he went and he cut down a cherry tree, one of his dad's cherry trees. And apparently his dad was really ticked because the cherry tree cost a fortune back then, and the cherries were really good. And so young George supposedly went to his father and said, "Father, I cannot tell a lie. It was I who cut down the tree." Trouble is, it's not a true story. It never, ever happened. In fact, a pastor made up that lie a few years after old George died to tell a story about what a great, honest person George Washington was. And so you see, we have a problem here. We have a lie being used to tell a story to uplift the truth. Where is the truth? It's kind of hard to find these days if you think about it, isn't it? Is it on social media? No. If you go on Instagram, the pictures are often doctored and no one looks that good or has that good of a life. But it makes you feel insecure about how well others have it. If you go on Facebook or Twitter, people are posting what their truth is, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's real. What's true to them might not, in fact, be true at all. And yet, oh boy, can we post things because we're so sure that it's right. Well, if we can't go to social media for truth, what about the news? Long gone are the days of Walter Cronkite, when he would just actually state the facts. But now the news has become a media operation according to however anyone is bent either side. And so rather than having facts, we have opinions. No, we're not going to find the truth really in the news. Nor will we find it in politics. Have to say it, no matter what side we're on, it's not going to be true. We can't look to Washington or Madison for the truth. So I think what we have to do is we have to really kind of redefine what it is to say it's true. And actually, Jesus says it right away. He says, "I am the truth. I am the life." Instead of saying, "What is truth?" we have to say, "Who is truth?" And of course, that is Jesus, who says, "Hey, I'm here. I really, really am." And he says, "If you abide in me, if you live in me, that is, if you follow me, if you have faith in me, you will be my followers or my disciples, and you will be free." Free from what? As we heard St. Paul proclaim in Romans, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Yes, every single person in this room has sinned. I'm sorry, it's true. You're a bunch of sinners. You really, really, really are. But you know what? Since we dwell in Jesus, we don't have to live with the consequences. In fact, we will live forever in glory. Jesus frees us from the consequences of sins if we continue to dwell with him, in him, abide in him, live in the friendship of Jesus. Now today we have nine young men and women here who are affirming their baptism, saying yes to the promises that their parents and sponsors made for them a while ago. And I can tell them and you will affirm it, that your life from here on is going to know both joy and sorrows. There is no such thing as a promised easy existence in this planet. There isn't. Some horrible things are going to happen in your life. Some wonderful things are going to happen in your life. And no matter what happens, good or bad, if we continue to abide with Jesus, you'll get through it. You'll get through this earthly existence, and you will go on for an incredible paradise forever existence as well. But until then, live in the truth, and that truth is Jesus. And when we measure Jesus against everything else, then we can really, really discern what is factual and what is not. Now, I really, really can't tell you what your life is going to look like. I really can't. I can't even begin to tell you what the church is going to look like when you're my age, years from now. But the church is changing. Some are afraid that it's dying. I'm not afraid because we proclaim resurrection. And so even if the church is dying, as we know it, a new church will arise. But I'd say the church is continuing to reform. 502 years ago, actually, a man by the name of Martin Luther started a big change in the church and in the world. And that change is continuing to happen. And I really, really don't know what the church is going to look like when you're my age. I really don't even know if there's going to be buildings or if it's going to be online. Who knows? But I do know that the only two things that are constant are Jesus Christ, who says, I am the same today, yesterday, and forever, and change. Your lives are going to change. You're going to change. All of your perspectives will be challenged and changed in your life. And that's okay. That's the way it should be. You're not supposed to be the same person 30 years from now as you are today. Your faith isn't supposed to be the same. It's supposed to be evolved, and it's supposed to be stronger. And it can be, if you remember what Jesus says. Again, he says, abide in me. That is, hang with me. Turn to me. Be my friend. And I'll get you through all the changes that this life has to offer. I really will, he says. So hang with Jesus. How do we hang with Jesus? First and foremost, pray, and pray a lot. Ask him for company. Ask him for direction. Ask him for help. And hang out with other people who believe. They'll continue to support your faith and your journey and strengthen it. Come to worship, be fed with the bread and the wine, and be fed with the company of others. But keep on living or abiding in Jesus, and I promise you, though life can be tough, you can get through it, because Jesus gets us through everything. Abide in the truth. Abide in Jesus. Again, don't ask, what is truth? Ask, who is truth? And the only answer is Jesus. With that, what else can we say but to God be the glory, now and forever. Amen.